All right, here we go. Last day of March. Crazy. Crazy that we're in the last day of March, headed into April. Hoping that tomorrow they tell us that this whole virus, all this other woke bullshit that we've been going through was just a really bad joke. I don't think it was. Don't think it was. I think it's going to be all the more real tomorrow when we wake up and it's April 1st. Lily, Don, you are so welcome. Thanks for being here. Glad to be with you though today, guys. There's a lot to cover. And we'll get into part of it now, part of it later. But we've got some major problems at the White House. Biden's the first one. Cam, of course, the second one. But Biden's dog, Major. Literally, his name, Major. Maybe a third one. And I think, honestly, he's probably crying out for help. This is his attempt. You know, every once in a while, Joe says President Harris. And he makes these comments where it's like, is that a slip up or are you telling us something? Like, are you saying, get me out of here? They made me do this. But I think Major is, too. Asking for a way out of this absolutely embarrassing, disastrous administration. Of course, I bring all this up. I bring Major up because he bit yet another person on White House property this week. You know, he'd gone home for a little bit, then came back. He's like, you know what? No, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. What else do I have to do to get attention around here? I'm biting someone else. So he did. And now the administration has yet another crisis on its hands. And I get it, too. Look, he wants out. Dogs can smell weakness. There is tons. And I mean tons. Can you imagine the saturation of weak, un-American people walking around that property right now? Sure, there's some great conservative Secret Service folks, uniformed in 1811s on the property, who think more like we do. But the other types that came in with this administration that are there, can you blame the guy? Can you blame the guy? The first rescue dog ever to wish he wasn't, says James Casey. Great comment. Great comment. And there's also reports, too, by the way. You maybe have seen this on Twitter if you've been on there today. There's reports, and I shit you not, reports that either he or Champ, they can't decide which one, pooped on the floor in front of the Palm Room. Not making this up. Lots of problems there. Lots of problems there. And lots of problems everywhere, for that matter. We're going to get into it. This is not the last time that fecal matter will come up today. It's going to be back in the show later. Some of you just left because of it. Some of you are like, I can't wait to talk about poop again later. Either way, but we are going to get to it later. Congrats real quick, though. Congrats to Wisconsin. Striking down the governor's mask mandate. Love it. Love everything that's happening there. I think that's huge. It was just there last week. It's a Midwest state. All that makes me very happy. But I love that they're pushing back. I love that they're pushing back, saying it was unconstitutional, that he couldn't have done it. Big win for freedom. Big win for reason. Big win just for life, man. Man, so good. Also, not covering this today on the show, but you probably saw President Trump's interview with Laura Trump was taken down from Facebook and Instagram, as they promised. In fairness, they said, we're going to do it. If you guys put it up, we're going to take it down. But how insane is this? The 45th president of the United States was censored, banned as the leader of the free world. Then he's brought on in an interview in a proper, normal media setting. And it's, of course, streamed everywhere because people love him. Newsflash. Maybe you forgot that, Facebook. And they send out notices. If this is posted, if this is shared, it will be taken down if it has him in it. And they did. Man, they did. It's crazy. What a world we live in. Hopefully he's building that other platform. Hopefully it's coming, and hopefully it's coming fast. Please, please make it come fast. Can't come fast enough. All right, we've got a ton to get to. Baltimore, Jen Psaki, AOC, we're going to start right off with her. Lots of other things. Real quick, please give some love to Mammoth Nation before we get into it. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great. Stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement, our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance. medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right, and please do join the fight. So let's start with Carl Caswell. Yes, do have Gab. We're not live on Gab, but we are on Gab, sort of. We don't spend a ton of time there, if I'm being honest. But, you know, there's so many of these darn platforms. We did start uploading to BitChute this week. We've tried to get things over on Gab, but it's hard to get things uploaded, at least with the size of files that we're dealing with. Anyways, let's start today with AOC, because I think it's important that we do. Because she tried thinking again. And, man, it always is disastrous when she does that, right? And to her credit, unlike her boss, Joe Biden, she can string sentences together. She's not an unattractive person. She actually, the words don't always make sense, but she gets things together. They sound like English, but they're not. Whereas he, it's like, I literally don't know what you just said. Like, not, I don't understand what you said. I didn't hear the words because they were unintelligible. But she'd been pretty quiet, right, on this whole border crisis. We hadn't seen her make too many comments, which a lot of people have commented on that very fact. Where's AOC on this? Where are the poses along the fence? All this stuff, because things have gotten worse down there than better. So she'd been quiet. There was, you know, again, the faux outrage under Trump. Now things way, way worse, and she was silent until now. This was her coming out, and we'll break it down afterwards. She looks pretty until she opens her mouth, says Emmy. Yes, that's a fair point. She'd be a great date if it was like out of play. You couldn't talk. Like, don't talk. Anyways, this is what she said.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem, because this is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea. Philosophy, the idea that if an other is coming in the population, that this is like an invasion of who we are.
Can you imagine a drinking game, by the way, too, with AOC comments? And anytime she says like, you know, anytime she goes full on Valley Girl, I know she's not from there, but she talks like a Valley Girl, right? Anytime she does that, man, you'd be blitzed fast. But all right, so surge and insurgency go together for her, apparently. Just definitely kind of a wow moment as you hear it. And kind of drives home this point that we need age limits for presidents and elected officials, clearly. We're seeing that now. And we need basic government classes, geography classes, and apparently like vocabulary tests for officials too. Because almost everything she just said there is absolutely ludicrous. Like, what are you talking about? What are you paying attention to? And use some simpler words for you so it makes more sense, if you can. I know she can't. But we're not invoking anything other than truth here. Yes, it is amazing that she was reelected. A huge portion of kids are coming. Adults, too. Everyone talks about kids because it makes it friendlier. And it invokes, using her terms, it invokes more emotions out of people. Like, oh, let's be kind to kids. So yes, lots of kids are coming, but let's do remember that adults are coming too. And this is what we call a surge. There is a surge of migrants happening at the border because there is significantly more people coming. That's what a surge is. That's what it means. Nothing more. Sure, there's some people out there saying different stuff, but when that term is used, it's not invoking military speak, or it's not militant language. It's just saying there's literally a shit ton of people coming to the border because you guys, you bleeding heart liberals who always forego this country, said, come on, Come on, we'll take y'all. It's like Harry and Lloyd picking up people on... Pick them up! Everyone, come on. Let's go. But again, we do not forget our laws. Even though these are kids coming over. And we do not forget our border just because they're children. And don't you love how she throws white supremacy in there too? Got to get that in there. Got to throw that comment because she knows that'll play well with her Instagram audience. Ugh, so lazy. It's so lazy. It's so stupid that they keep throwing this stuff out there. Is the storm surge militaristic? According to her, it probably would be, Brian D. And James Burnett. Either way, we just need them to come over the correct and legal way and path of legal, not just because. Yeah, there's a process. You can be a kind, loving person and still say we got to follow the law, though. Doesn't mean that you're a white supremacist or some jerk because you need to do it the right way. It's absolutely insane. But speaking of the border issue, and this is something that AOC would do or certainly endorse, probably was pushing for it, but Department of Homeland Security is rewriting their policy manuals, official language, to remove the term alien and create what they're saying now will be a less adversarial tone with their verbiage. Because what happens on the way up to the border, this journey that is treacherous and is sad that the kids are having to make it, but they're not making it alone. Again, there's adults there too. There's coyotes there. And what happens along the way, it's not adversarial at all, right? Breaking our laws, of course, many of them, for starters. That's not adversarial. Molesting, raping young children along the journey to, again, illegally enter our country. Got to get that word out there. It's so funny that this is a conversation that happens all the time, right now, so much. But they always refuse to key in on that word, illegally. This is not a charity that we're running at the border. I mean, it is now. But it's not designed to be that way. But they're doing these awful things on the way up. Angie, thanks so much. Appreciate you being here. It is. It's absolutely ridiculous. But they've fired up Border Patrol. They're wreaking havoc in our communities when they come over. All of this stuff. And our response is, keep coming. We're going to school you. We're going to talk about that later. We're going to feed you. We're going to put you in hotels. We're going to put our families in the areas at risk. We're going to stack you like pancakes in the interim, in facilities, in the most inhumane situations possible. And then we're going to try and change our tone. Sorry that we're saying that you're invading or entering our country illegally. You are, but we don't want to hurt your feelings. So we're going to change how we describe that, even on the government level. Absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. All right, give us some love, guys, on social media. We're going to continue on here. Want to talk about Baltimore in a second. If you saw my tweet earlier, you know where I'm going with this. But we're going to talk about it in a second. But first, give us some love on social media. Please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and Gab. You can see all the handles right here on the screen. If you're listening, just search Drew Berquist. Look for the yellow DB logo. You'll find us. Also, please, if you have not subscribed here on YouTube down in the corner, once you've clicked subscribe, you can click the bell icon and click all notifications. Please also ensure if you have subscribed before, if you have tried to get the notifications before, that you click the button again, ensure that it's still there because a lot of people have been unsubscribed. Also, go over to Rumble. You can do on the Rumble app or rumble.com and search Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist Live. You'll find it. Subscribe there. We greatly appreciate your support on all of these platforms. All right. You're welcome, Joe. Thanks for being here. And Daniel, I love the comment that elected official who said that. How can a coyote carry a whole person across the border? Come on, idiots. The people that get into office these days, it's insane, right? It's absolutely insane. All right. So we've got to hit on this real quick. Not a ton to cover with it, but it has to be addressed because we've seen it in other areas, similar minded cities, Democrat cities, And how anyone thinks this is a good idea is beyond me. But Baltimore, which as we know has been established factually, this is not us either making up the story that we're about to talk about or the facts and stats that show it is one of the most violent cities in America, year after year. But they're now making the news for a decision that's certainly not going to help. They think it's going to, remarkably. They think it's going to. Why didn't Kim Klasick get in up there? Blows my mind. But here's what's going on. Their state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, who's been on the scene apparently for a while up there, has declared that the war on drug users is over and that her office will no longer prosecute low-level crimes such as drug possession and prostitution. There's more. We're going to cover it here in a second. Yeah, you're right, Daniel. Obviously, there is no IQ test to get elected. Probably would be a good starting point, but she said this in a formal statement, quote, "Today, America's war on drug users is over in the city of Baltimore. We leave behind an era of tough on crime prosecution and zero tolerance policing and no longer default to the status quo to criminalize mostly people of color for addiction." So, obviously, she had to throw in the race card there. And look, Baltimore, that is the population there. So it's different. It's different than a town in Nebraska or Indiana. I'm not saying that those towns are all white, but they obviously have a different situation in Baltimore than other places do. I don't know if we needed to go there, but specifically, Baltimore will no longer now prosecute, as I said, drug paraphernalia possession, prostitution, trespassing, minor traffic offenses, open container violations, and this is a great one. I said poop's going to come back in. Urinating and defecating in public. And yeah, as Red Voice says, former law enforcement officer himself, arresting criminals for committing crimes is racist. Duh. That's where we are. That's where we are, folks. So literally, this is what I kind of put out on Twitter joking earlier when I saw this. You can run a stop sign while on drugs, sleep with a hooker, then in celebratory fashion, I don't know who does this, but take a dump on the street. I've seen it in my own backyard when I lived in D.C., walked out on a woman, homeless person, just taking a dump in my backyard. But they can then take a dump on the street, pop open a bottle of liquor, and you're good to go. Good to go. Then get in your car and speed off. Forget that speed limit. How on earth do any people, anywhere, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, LA, any of these cities, or anywhere, obviously this kind of crap happens in those types of cities, but how does anyone think this is smart and that this is going to make things better, cleaner, safer in communities there? I mean, wow, there's no way. Again, this is a city that's got massive problems already. Crime is off the chart. Drug use off the chart. All of this off the chart. Morale in the police department low. Now you can't arrest them for doing this stuff. And you expect, well, we're not going to charge them for it, so maybe it's going to go away. Or at least at minimum, we're going to seem less racist. No. No. And the mayor and other city officials approved it too. So not only did she, Mosby, get up there and say, I've got an idea, and then present, let's just let all of this go unchecked. But everyone else in the room was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Bravo. Oh my God, Skid Row is right. BM, Drew, I'm off subject, but is driver's license now racist? What about fishing license that has to be racist? You can't get food without a license. Of course, no. It's got to be racist. Everything is racist. The fact that we're doing this show and we are here communicating with each other is now racist because, again, we've redefined what every term in America means. The insanity has got to stop. They need Giuliani. Yeah, he did a hell of a job. Please do hit that like button and sub if you're here. Again, some of you have been unsubscribed. You just don't know it. So please do that. Appreciate you, No Enemies, throwing that out there. We're continuing to push back against the hate we're getting for YouTube. So Crowder, as you know, and or maybe you don't know, but have heard, or at least are hearing now, was suspended, locked out of his account for a week, demonetized on YouTube over stuff. So the way they've been hitting them is not taking away subs, not doing this, that, and the other. They've just every once in a while come in with a surgical strike and say, boom, strike, you're out, time out. And then eventually they'll say, boom, you're done. We have not gotten any strikes. We've not gotten any of that. And we really are pretty fair if you know our show and come and show up all the time. We just don't get any views. They've just taken our ability to get views out. They will not recommend it. They will take away subs. They will not notify our subs. 450,000 subscribers. Used to be more than that. It's down. It's a down just south of 450,000 now, actually. But it's crazy what's happening with all of that. Crazy. Drew, this is their plan. This is it. It's going accordingly. Vicious Triplets. Yeah. They're hitting us on all fronts. Man, it's disappointing to see. Disappointing to see. Third world country. I can't even recognize America anymore. Yeah. Not the country I fought for. It's not the country I grew up in. That's for damn sure. And it makes it really, really difficult. And we're going to move on with the show after this because all of our topics are going to lead us to the same point of frustration. Like, what the hell happened? How did we get here? But it's really, really difficult to try and raise children in this new country because you want to teach them to love it, be all about it. I wouldn't even tell someone to join the military right now, to serve in the intel community. Because I don't know where we're going. I would say love our country, and trust me, you know my kids do. The damn national anthem comes on TV in the house, we're up. We're up. But times are a-changing. Gypsy, how do we as individuals stop it? We'll talk about that at the end. I'm going to write it down so we do. But for now, I'm going to move on, get through some of these other topics so we can get to that point. Before we do move on, please give UFM some love, guys. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFM's do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood. Treat yourself right. You deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there, UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. All right. Jill, I think you should be. I'm right there with you. Jill said, I'm very sad. A little scared at where this country's going. Yeah, absolutely. I also tweeted out earlier, I'm like boasting my tweets today. Not boasting, there's nothing great about them, but just put your head down, keep focused, and put some Kenny Loggins on. That's what we need. We need some more Top Gun music, some more Kenny Loggins in our life. Hopefully we can figure this out. All right, so Jen Psaki was back at saying pretty much nothing yesterday. She's really, really good at that. We know that we're not saying anything that's new here. But she tried to defend with this border crisis. There's two clips we'll show. But the first one, she tried to defend why illegal immigrants who had come over here and are presently in San Diego were receiving in-person education. While local schools in the city of San Diego, which does mean a whale's vagina, was not getting in-school education. Fair question. Here was her response.
I'd like to find out what the White House thinks about what's happening in San Diego, where some public school teachers are providing in-person instruction at the San Diego Convention Center to migrant children before their own public school students. And these kids, of course, about 130,000 of them have been at home doing online learning for about a year now. So what does the White House think about that?
Well, I know you guys have done a fair amount of reporting on this, so maybe you'll have more details. As I understand it, San Diego public schools are opening in early April.
April 12th to hybrid learning.
Okay. And students will be back in the classroom. And as I understand it, this is related part-time. And certainly, you know, our objective from the White House, opening up 5 days a week, majority of schools across the country. And they're on spring break right now. And this is related to volunteering or being paid. I'm not even sure. You'd have to ask the local school district during spring break for these migrant kids.
Yes, so the San Diego County Supervisor, Jim Desmond, he says, you know, I think it's great that there's in-person learning for unaccompanied minors from Central America, but I wish every child in San Diego County was allowed the same opportunity for in-person teaching. So I guess the question is, you know, does the White House think that this sends the right message to these 130,000 kids in San Diego and their parents who've been stuck at home for the last year?
Well, I'm just saying that context is important. And these kids are going back to school for hybrid learning. We, of course, want that to be 5 days a week, and we're confident we'll get there early next month. And I believe they're also on spring break right now. So these teachers would be, I'm not sure if it's volunteer or paid. You'd have to ask the local school district while the kids are on spring break, which I think the context is pretty important.
These teachers have been on spring break for 13 months, says Sharon. Yeah. And look, Jen's right. Context does matter. And maybe some of those schools are going back soon. But the point is, and the reason that so many are concerned about this, and rightfully so, is that, first of all, these kids should have not been out this long in the first place, if at all. I would argue at all, but okay, maybe 2 weeks to slow the spread, whatever. But not a year later, here we are. And now, volunteer or not, because she tries to lean on that, well, I can't confirm that they're being paid or not, they could be volunteer. Well, volunteer or not, kids from outside the country are being taught in person. There's no curriculum or plan for them. It's not like they're on a track or in a pipeline. They just got here. I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. God, we need more movies like Airplane back. Get us through this. But, I mean, right? Like, it's not like they came here, get dropped in. It's like, okay, well, you should be in this course and this course and this course. No. They're just, it's random-ass teaching. Giving them something to do. Like, just give them a coloring book. And they're here illegally. Illegally. That's the word that we got to keep in here. So spring break, volunteer or not. When are you, Jen Psaki, Joe Biden, Cam, going to understand the optics that putting others ahead of Americans is never good? It's never going to play well. It'll satisfy and quench that thirst of some radical leftist in the very beginning, but then eventually it gets old. Like, okay, what about us though? Because we're getting absolutely bent over right now. America Last will never make people love you. You're trying to make everyone love you, but you're trying to make all the wrong people love you. And the only people who will, God bless their hearts, are the people that do not matter with respects to how we operate our country. Because they're not Americans. The people you're pandering to are not Americans. And or it's some small alphabet group or some other minority group that makes up a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent. How about you worry about the look, biblically speaking, you go after the one. You leave the 99 to go after the one. But when we're talking about running a government in a country, you've got to cater to the 99% here. Come on, people. And again, regardless of the setup and how this is being done, not done with these students in San Diego, I so desperately want to say San Diego. But San Diego, like, choose the right side. They're not ours. Let's get them in. Well, we desperately want to get them back to 5 days. Well, you're not going to send everyone back for 5 days. You've already said that, and you've made excuses as to why. Send them back. Take care of your own first. I always say it. It's so much easier for us to address others, people in need, such as some of these kids, people in need across the pond and in the Middle East, in Asia, in East, South Asia, whatever. It's easier for us to help if we're in a better spot ourselves and if we've taken care of ourselves. Hey, Derek from San Diego. Anyways, but she wasn't done. We weren't done with Psaki, right? So then she addressed the elephant in the room. I guess donkey makes more sense since we're talking about Democrats here, sticking with their logo. But a reporter asked about why they're doing this, or why it would seem, and we talked about it the other day on the show, this rebranding in the White House. This was her response.
Anything to be read into sort of the rebranding of the Biden administration to the Biden-Harris administration?
Is it a rebranding?
Well, when you look on the website, it's, you know, it's Biden-Harris, and that's not been necessarily the norm of the past. Is there any message being sent by that, or what's meant to be? What can be extrapolated from
that? I would take from it that Vice President Harris is an important partner. She's the first in the room, the last in the room on most occasions if she's in town and not traveling around the country. It's a reflection of the important role that she will play moving forward.
Okay. So there you have it. They're not even really hiding it. She's going to play a huge role moving forward. This is different. And again, they're going to, she didn't say it there. We talked about it the other day, though. They're going to lean on comments and statements like, well, we want to make this a team effort. No one's ever done it this way. We want to be about everyone, be inclusive. That's not it. It's because she is a woman, yes. It's because she's a minority, yes. But it's because she at least is present. She's not smart. She's not capable, but she is present. She doesn't need to have someone feeding her applesauce. Check her diapers. I don't think. Maybe she wears diapers. I don't know who wears diapers and who doesn't. But I can guarantee you the other guy does. And that laughing. Yeah, the laughing clip we showed of her yesterday. And multiple. She does it all the time. Why you would want to put that name up there? Like, if anything, they should be like, okay, we knew that we were using and abusing Joe. So let's not pretend that we feel bad about him, because we clearly don't. Even his family hates him, or they wouldn't have let him go through with this. But we can't actually push and promote the fact that we put Kam on the ticket, right? Because everyone hates her, and she's a disaster. She just gets up there and laughs. She just gets up there and laughs. I don't know where their heads at. It's so backwards. It's like the Baltimore stuff. It's so backwards that I don't know where we go from here. I just don't. I mean, because I can't think on their wavelength. This, like, normally you have a discussion on something that you disagree with. You can sit down at a table and say, okay, hey, here's the deal. Where are you coming from? Where do we want to get? We want to get to such different places, and they think with such illogical, foolish thoughts that it's like, I don't know how we can do this. I don't know how we can proceed ahead. And I'll get to some of your questions here. Michael, I saw your question earlier about the shooter in Virginia. We're going to get to that. Linda, I just saw your question. Sharon, I saw a million questions. I've written down several. I'm trying to actively do it as we go here. We'll get to them here in a few stories. But guys, real quick, an important thing that you can do to help us out is head on over to drewberkowitz.com. It is the best place to stay in touch with us. I say that every day because it's true. I mean it. Big tech cannot touch us there. We've got great news commentary from our staff, several other partner sites that we work with that you can consume on a daily basis. You can watch the show. You can listen to the show. And most importantly, we'd be so honored if you'd sign up for our newsletter. Please do it. Super easy. One, enter your email, click go, enter whatever, and you're good to go. So please do that. Give us some love. Again, it is the best way to do that, and it also supports our brand, our business as we're going there. Going ahead. Okay. So we haven't talked about this dude in a while. Thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate it. But we haven't talked about this dude, but Chelsea Manning, still out there. And apparently is still tweeting, tweeted today several times, that they, trans people, need, quote, a trans day of rage. Whatever the hell that means. Hey, Florentina, how are you? I mean, if I'm being honest, at first I saw it, I was like, what the hell does that mean? Then I was like, well, a day of, like, the whole purge concept, like the movies, the purge. Does kind of sound intriguing with where we are as a country right now. But it's calling for this chaos and this nastiness that they can get away with because you can't question anything in the trans community. You're just awful if you do. But imagine, I mean, look, if I said that, let's have a day of rage. I'd have people knocking on my door. So would you. But again, we can't say anything to Chelsea. And look, I know that that community has issues. Not everyone understands them. I don't myself, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand what they're saying. I don't understand, much like how the Democrats speak, much like how Baltimore is making these decisions. I just don't understand how they get there. But I also don't hate them. I do hate Manning because of the whole treason thing. But as a community, I don't. But again, imagine someone else calling for a day of rage. Day of rage. Anyways, I digress. I bring that up. I wasn't even going to go into that much, but I just had to bring it out there. I bring it up because it ties into this next little thing. And then we'll move on to our last story. And then your comments and your questions. But a matter of fact news article dealing with Kristi Noem, all of this back and forth that's happening with the transgender legislation that she sent back for form and style or whatever term she used. They're now kicking it back and saying, no, 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 sign it as is or veto it, forcing her hand. But lots of stuff going on, lots of discussion with that. Obviously, we've talked about it on the show. But they were talking about a CNN article, a real newsy article. This was not satire. This was not a joke. It sounds like it. But said in a matter-of-fact statement, quote, while referencing the transgender issue, it's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. And there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. Huh. This from one of the nation's biggest news sources. And sure, we don't, look, you're saying, well, I don't like them. Neil Jones, they are. I'm being dead serious. You'll love those UFMs. Go check them out. Use promo code Drew. They do give you support. Random interjection there, I know, but I just happened to look over and see that comment. But speaking of balls, like, you know from the very get-go what your child is. And CNN is going out there and saying this. And again, sure, we do not like them here, but there are a lot of people who see them as credible and legit. Among the top news sources out there. And we hear this, we laugh, we get mad, all those emotions, because science says there are simply two genders. And when someone is born, you can easily see what you've had. We I don't know how you guys did it. For us, we did, with the exception of our last, because we just were done with surprises. But with the exception of our last, we always waited until that day. We never found out. Obviously, you can find out well before even your child is born. But you most certainly, not knowing what's coming out, when that child comes out, can be like, yep, that's a boy or that's a girl. And of course, there's complications. There are some weird cases. But you get the point. This is simple. This is easy. And that narrative is getting louder and louder. And I'm telling you that stupid conversations like this, I'm not saying those people are stupid. Some of them are. But I'm not saying that. But stupid conversations like this, though they seem harmless and foolish, are a part of dismembering our once great country. And you know this. I'm preaching to the choir. But we're destroying ourselves from within on every front. Whether it's saying, yeah, crap on the street, have sex on the street, break the law, use drugs, all that stuff. We're not going to arrest you. It's no big deal. It's encouraged. Go do it. Or we give puberty blockers to kids. Or we do this. We totally, totally ignore science. All this stuff. It all plays together. It's all death by a thousand cuts. And we're getting cut everywhere. Barron wants to do an interview with me. Let's do it. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what the phrase means, but what the context means, but I'd love to do it. You're always here. You're always involved. But we've got to bring reason back, guys. Getting back to this point. We've got to bring reason back. Please. Please, just someone. A couple people. These people are clearly biologically one gender or the other, despite any confusion they have. And these people should still, even though we don't agree with how they look at things, we don't get necessarily their issues be treated with respect, not Manning, but we can't ignore the truth and the science with all of this stuff. We can't ignore our laws on the border. And we can't attack people for speaking the truth and just being like, hey, I've got a question. Are we going to, we're just going to ignore reality now? Like, you can't go after people for doing that. That's what's happening. That is what's happening. Barron might be Trump incognito. I love it. Let's do it. But sadly, guys, this is where we are. Not on all fronts, but a lot of them. A lot of them. All right, real quick, let's give some love to Hero Soap. And then let's get to this a little. We're just going to touch on the Chauvin trial. And really, we're going to touch on this woman who came out. What's her name? Lindsay something or other. Lindsay Davis on ABC, who basically said all of us, you included, are on trial. But first, we'll give some love to Hero Soap Company. Then we'll get into it. Then we'll get to your questions. Hero Soap is a veteran-owned company, and they put a huge focus on getting homeless veterans off the street by donating to Operation Finally Home. Their soap is off the chain. It's all natural, made with essential oils, and none of the fragrance and chemicals that have been known to cause health complications. Plus, it's handmade and sourced locally in Arizona, so right here in the USA. Head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. You can save 10% by using promo code Drew. While you're there, guys, check out the Freedom Box. You can get one for yourself, your loved ones, your colleagues, anyone that smells. They've got new body washes, tons of stuff for both men and women. Again, it's HeroSoapCompany.com. Use promo code Drew and let freedom clean. All right. Then we've got to touch on this. So Derek Chauvin's trial is going on this week. We know that. Okay? Everyone's aware of that. I think everyone's aware of that. It is, if you just woke up in a realizing that. And the only outcome that we can guarantee is chaos. You know that chaos is coming. No matter what happens. Because it's going to get crazy no matter what. But particularly if he's acquitted in any fashion. Wow. I mean, think of what's going to happen there if that happens. But I found this interesting, and Matt Walsh over at Daily Wire pointed it out, so kudos to him. He always points out great things. He always has some great comments to say. But this was Lindsay Davis. Let me pull it up here. This was Lindsay Davis. I think it's like a two-minute clip, something like that. This was her talking on ABC and basically saying that it wasn't just Chauvin on trial, but America, and kind of laying him out there as not a legitimate case. Not that she's saying that it's not, but basically saying that we need a sacrificial lamb, and he is it. And then also going after us. Take a listen.
And of course, we have no idea over the course of this trial how much race will be brought up, how much the conversation that ensued in this country and really around the world after this. But there's no question that's the lens through which so many people are watching this unfold.
Definitely about race. And I don't have to tell you, David, that this case is so much bigger than what happened 10 months ago on the corner of 38th and Chicago in Minneapolis. On its face, Derek Chauvin is on trial for sure. But for many Americans, this nation is on trial. Our criminal justice system is on trial. And for many, especially black people, this is about black and white. This is about justice for people who aren't specifically involved in this case. This is about justice for Eric Garner and Breonna Taylor and Daniel Prude and on and on and on, the countless black people who have been killed by police in this country with very little repercussions or punishment. And I think that that's what makes it interesting when you look at the context, the backdrop of what also was happening in this country on May 25th of 2020 in New York City, Central Park. It's the same day that a white woman called the police on a black man who was bird watching and said, threatened that she was going to call and followed through with that to say that a black man is threatening my life. And so I think that you have one man's knee that has become representative of the analogous, the symbol of the oppression of black people around the globe. And Martin Luther King III put it this way. He said, the impact of this trial cannot be overstated. An acquittal would mean our criminal justice system must be rethought. It may set a tone for how people perceive whether justice can be achieved specifically for black people.
I don't even really know what to say to that. This country is going to hell in a handbasket, American patriot. You're all right. Cut it off, please, BM. I'm sorry we had to listen that long. But you have to share stuff like this because you see it the first time and you're like, wait a minute. What? That's not how the law works. That's not how this system works. That's not how what is happening right now in that trial works. Now, as we say that, like, Lord knows how it is actually going to work because everything is just so penetrated, so politicized. Everything is... Don't get excited, Cam, saying penetrated. But look, this is a crazy world. And as Red Voice says, former cop. No, it's about if he broke the law based on the elements of the alleged crimes. So whether he's guilty, not guilty, let's let them decide that. And again, it's going to be chaos no matter what. But this stuff here that she's saying, do we have problems in this country? Yes. Where are a lot of those problems? Democrat-controlled cities. Does that mean that if Republicans there, they'd all go away? No. But we don't ever try that. Haven't been given an opportunity to ever do that because they keep being lied to, falling for it, and going with it. But the way that she's saying we're all on trial here, and this is basically for show, we got to prove that we can fix this. No. We've got a system of laws that we've got to follow. If he's deemed guilty, then so be it, if it's fair. If he's not, so be it, if it's fair. We don't just throw people up there for shits and gigs. We just don't. All right. Show trial the moment they paid out $27 million during jury selection. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with this case. Someone just said, Mark, what's my thoughts on the case? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't paid attention to it in a long time. I will say this. The dude, there's plenty of footage there. There's also the toxicology reports, the autopsies that say it wasn't just asphyxiation. It wasn't that. It was the crap ton of fentanyl that you could see on video, him shoved down his throat. He also had problems. He was also, the guy is an absolute train wreck. The fact that he has been made into this icon and this hero, I have a massive problem with because he is not someone that should be praised. Am I celebrating that he's dead? No, absolutely not. Wished he wasn't. But I think that the I don't have all the details in the case. I just know that there's enough there that people don't want to talk about because it's not convenient to this narrative that don't make this easy. Yeah, no, exactly. I think Red Voice says that they're very well too. He's a fool. Look, he's a bad cop. He's a bad apple. The narrative that started after all of this, that all cops are bad with that knee-jerk reaction, is literally the dumbest. It shows how dumb we are as a country now. These people are selfless servants who get paid jack squat to go out and put their lives on the line. Deal with people like George Floyd, who are an absolute train wreck criminal. That doesn't justify Chauvin, but it also doesn't mean that Chauvin's responsible for his murder either. So Chauvin's a douche, but it's going to be tough to prove that it was him and solely him that killed him. When you've got a handful of fentanyl and you've got all these other issues, you've got his pre-existing conditions and issues. So it's going to be tough. But here's where I stand on it. Is regardless of how it goes, it's going to be chaos. And regardless of how it goes, cops out there need to be respected. You see one, buy them a cup of coffee, buy their breakfast, buy them something, thank them at minimum. Don't lump them in with this guy. And also don't celebrate George Floyd at all. It's getting warm. Time for more riots. All right, let's get into a couple other things here. Gypsy said early on, I said that we get back to it. I don't know if Gypsy's still here. I think so. I think I saw. But how do we stop it as individuals? All the stuff that's going on. And we talk about it a lot. Maybe you've heard me say it. Maybe you haven't. Some of you certainly have. And are like, oh, Drew's going to talk about making local sexy. But I mean it. Guys, you got to get involved. Doesn't mean you have to run for office. But it means you got to get involved. Know who is running for office. Pay attention to what's going on at the education level, the city council, the school board, all of that stuff. Pay attention to state legislation. What's going on with how we run our elections with all of this. The states matter, and you're seeing it right now. You're seeing how we're doing it in Florida, and I'm not saying that boastfully. Damn glad to live here. But you're seeing how DeSantis is pushing back against big government trying to force their hand, pushing back against big tech trying to force their hand, pushing back against corrupt ways that aren't good for either party. And you've got to do that. You've got to do that. You've got to keep educating. You can't be the crazy loon out there that sounds the alarm for a bunch of stuff that's not true. Like, make sure you know what you're talking about, but get involved, help inform and educate people, and then we go from there as an individual, and then just remain a part of the solution. Don't be a part of the problem. But it's tough because you feel helpless with everything that's going on, and that leads to a lot of issues. Mark, I here's the thing, though, about the knee. It's not about him personally and who he is. It's about what happened to him, George Floyd, you're referring to. The knee to the neck should never happen. Look, I'm not a law enforcement officer, but that is a technique that's trained and taught. So, again, I'm not celebrating the fact that it happened or justifying or any of that, but we got to keep in mind these are tips and tactics that are trained. And if you can speak, you can breathe. And, you know, there's just so many other things that were happening there. I think it just was really just a perfect storm of all kinds of shitty stuff happening all at once. But I also don't think, you know, I wish the guy wasn't dead. I think most people would agree with that. There's probably some people out there who have a different take on that, and I think that's wrong. But I don't think it's that simple either. I don't think it's as simple as just saying it shouldn't have been on him. And if you watch the whole tape, all the tapes, this was an unruly situation, an unruly dude who was hopped up on drugs, then shoved more drugs in. So it's complicated, you know, and it's tough to be in that situation. And I would say, too, it's kind of like the shoot, no shoot situations that you always see people talk about, and you see people come in and judge Monday morning quarterback. Oh, he shouldn't have done this. This person shouldn't have shot that person. This person shouldn't have shot that person. And then you throw these people in simulators. They shoot everybody. They shoot like random cooks that are on the side of the street. So it's always tough when you're in those situations. Again, the guy's a douche. Not saying he should have done it or done it that hard or that much, but these are tactics that are trained. These are situations they're put in. So it's not as easy, I think, for all of us on the outside, some of the cops that are here, notwithstanding, to say that. It's a crappy situation. That's for damn sure. We can all agree on that. All right, so Gypsy, we got you covered. Linda, we are talking biblically here. We are at the end. I can't read my writing. When good's considered bad and bad is considered good. You can see a lot of things that mirror things biblically going on right now. You can go crazy with that. I'm not saying it's not true. You can go to this degree or you can blow it off. I'd at least find yourself in the middle if I was a betting man. And being a man of faith, I do believe there's a lot of that happening. And I do believe that America doesn't stand in the end. But is it time? I don't know. We're getting damn close if it's not. We're not doing things right. We're not treating each other right. And we're not looking at the world right. And it's extremely frustrating to see when so many of these issues are so simple. Are so simple. Michael, you said earlier, why is no one talking about the shooting in Virginia Beach? And then you asked, is it because he wasn't a white shooter? It probably plays into it. Not making this a race game, but you look at what happened. Let's take Virginia Beach out of the equation. And let's go to Boulder. And there's several other instances like this in the past. Anytime the shooter doesn't fit that profile that the mainstream media and the Democrats like to push in their efforts to go after the Second Amendment and your firearms, if the person doesn't fit that profile, they move on pretty quick. This is awful what happened. There's a little bit of gun control talk, but then they move on from the profile and the picture of who these types of shooters are. And we showed a week or two ago. Because people keep saying, oh, I can't believe it wasn't this type of person or that type of person, specifically calling out white shooters. And we showed the people from 2019 who were considered by law enforcement mass shooters. It was a hodgepodge of everything. There was white, black, Asian, Latino, you name it, it was in there. So that narrative never holds up. It's never true. But they don't like, for their messaging, how it looks when things don't fit. They can't fit it in that nice little box, even remotely. You know, everyone thought from the distance in pictures that Ahmad could have been white too the other day. But as more details came out, you got better pictures, more information. It was clear that he wasn't. And then they swiftly moved on. Probably the same thing in Virginia Beach. I don't know, but you can be pretty damn sure that that's part of the reason. Sharon, we must, and we've talked about this a lot. Sharon says we must protect the filibuster or else we're screwed. I don't know if you said screwed or doomed. One of the two. Yes. Short answer, yes. And that's for post that. Right now it's for us because the current Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of old. They want to radically and fundamentally change America through legislation. And they don't want to do it. They don't care if the American people are on board with it. As long as they've got a couple people in their corner saying, yeah, that sounds good, they just want to do it. And they can if they get rid of that. So it's super important. And I would, look, if I was on the other side, right now, we're getting crushed. We've also, as a country, never faced the prospect of some of these in real, like for real, these could happen, radical ideas. But if I was on the other side, I would say, no, we can't do this either. We don't just force crap through. Like, we are as a country, the people. We need to listen to the will of the people and do this country that way. And most of the people do not want what they are peddling and pushing. But they're trying to shove it through. And if this gets taken away, I don't think it will. I think we're going to be okay there. I'm concerned about it, don't get me wrong. But if the filibuster is removed, then they'll shove everything they want through. The Republicans will never win an election again. And the country that you know now, it won't necessarily fizzle day one, but the country that you know and grew up in is done. Bye-bye. Forever. Military need to pay the hell attention. Someone also said, do you think the military will step in? No, not until it's at such a different point. I don't. I think that, again, we talk about it a lot. I think that your operators, the people who are on the pointy end of the spear, are in our camp. But there are also people who are going to roger up and just do their job, do what they're told, deploy, go take care of God's work overseas. The brass back here and the analysts and people like that, the paper pushers, are going to be on the other side. But nothing's going to happen with that until we're at the point where it's too late and there's clashes going on and conflict, at which point then even that will be fractured. United Red States of America. Yeah, red states, free states, whatever. You know, we talked about it this week. We'll keep talking about it. Be in communities that are like-minded, because we are at that point where it's crazy. I'm not celebrating it. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying it. This is where we are. Our country hates each other. The other side has all the power and the control right now. They want to radically take that from people. So be in areas like Florida and Texas and Mississippi and South Dakota and Idaho, and places like that that celebrate your freedom. And we'll push back against the government, not in a physical way. Hopefully it doesn't get to that. But I'd be in places like that. Because America is, to Peter's point here, its own worst enemy now. We are killing each other from within. We're just not doing it with bullets yet, and I hope that doesn't happen. Term limits would be a start, T. Shouten, but you're not going to get these people in D.C. to vote themselves out of a job and out of power. You have to get so many. You could get a new person who comes in, makes that a huge part of their platform. Hell, you could get 20 people who run and win on, hey, we're going to bring order back to D.C. and we're going to vote for term limits and introduce a bill on this. Everyone else there is going to laugh at it and be like, no, you're not. You're either going to join us, take money behind the table, work together to keep our jobs in place, screw the American people over. They'll never know. They're not smart. Or we're going to force you out of here. So, unfortunately, I just don't ever see that happening. And not to be Debbie Downer, and we'll end on this, send you right for cocktail hour, but I don't think that there's any way out of this. There's just not. There's not a happy, peaceful resolution to this problem we're facing, because at the end of the day, to have a peaceful resolution, the other side needs to have to want a peaceful resolution. progress. The two sides don't want that. That's not what the loudest parts of the country want. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with something crappy's coming. Whether it's a divorce and having to start things back over and change things up, whether it's fighting or a combination of both, it's not great. It's not great. I'm hoping that we can just weather the storm. None of this stuff goes through, and then we can restore some order in 2022, 2024, and start to get back on track. But really, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable. Because again, you're not going to all of a sudden change the mind of the other 50% of the country and be like, oh yeah, you know what? We're Republicans. We love the Constitution. We love God. We love the Second Amendment. You're just not going to. People get further and further away, not closer. So that's where we're at, folks. I'll leave you on that rosy note. But I do, on a rosy note, appreciate all of you guys being here. Great interacting with you guys. I love the questions. I love the comments. Whichever platform you're on, obviously there's more on some, more than others. But keep showing up wherever you are. Keep bringing friends, colleagues, family members, even people who might not agree. Keep it civil with them in the chat. Let's have discussion with other people here, because that's what America's missing right now, guys. We're missing discussion. We're missing people rallying around America. Okay, we can't just be about our party or about our faith, this, that. You need to be, but it can't just be that. It's also got to be about America, because if we're not about America, it's not going to be here. So we hope you have a great day. Thank you guys so much for being here. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free. We'll see you tomorrow.